as
God
intended.
Let's go.
Hello and welcome, healers, to Looking for Healing Radio, where pharmaceuticals are not medicine, but love always is. I'm your host, Dr. Brian Artis, and thank you so much for listening. Remember to tell all your friends and family they can join us live on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network and via recorded podcast at AmericaOutLoud.com. Also on the iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Pandora networks. Just download the America Out Loud phone app for Apple, Android, or Alexa. Whatever you need to listen at your leisure. Looking for Healing Radio is sponsored by GlobalHealing.com, simply the finest, most potent, most effective natural medicines in the world today. Feel the difference integrity and love for medicine making can make for you. Go to GlobalHealing.com and enter promo code OUTLOUD to discover the medicine God intended for us all. Get incredible deals and find Global Healing and all the wonderful AOL sponsors at AmericaOutLoud.shop. Healers, we have a great show for you today. You're going to be spending your time with me, Dr. Brian Artis. In the future, we may actually, here on Looking for Healing Radio, we may actually include interviews of specialists around the world to help us articulate a message about healing. But for now, I have so many topics in my brain that I've been using, focusing on, and I really enjoy research and presenting. So for most of these actual shows, Monday through Friday, starting at 11 Eastern Time and 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Looking for Healing Radio happens every day, Monday through Friday, with me, Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. Jana Schmidt, Nicola Burnett, and on Fridays, we do a whole Q&A from our audiences for this show, Q&A show, every Friday morning at Looking for Healing Radio. So you're going to be listening to me today. There's a topic, actually, I want to address. In the second and third segments, I'm going to get into what the solutions are. Nothing is more important in my mind than this topic, literally for the last 2 years. In fact, for those of you who have followed me and have watched me do presentations around the world and produce documentaries around the world, about 2.5 years ago, I started saying that when you're looking at the data from the CDC's website in correlation to what they are publishing in the mainstream media, they weren't matching up. So what we were hearing in the media was smokers were the most affected by COVID, ending up in hospitals and dying, but they were not. That was a lie. The data on the CDC's website did not support that. Number two, they also, in the mainstream media, continued to push a narrative that Blacks and Hispanics were the highest risk group for COVID and worse outcomes of death in hospitals. Now, that was a flat-out lie, too, because when you went on to the CDC's website, they actually had broken down COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths confirmed for every state throughout the entire pandemic. And when they would publish that in the mainstream media and quote the CDC as saying that, and that the Blacks, Hispanics needed to get vaccinated more than anybody else, and smokers needed to quit smoking, I kept going on the same day they published that article in the media quoting the CDC. I would go to the CDC's website and go to their COVID tracker part of their website and actually look at the statistics, which were broken down by age, race, ages, genders, states, you name it. And none of that added up. In fact, there was nothing in a data set that equaled Blacks and Mexicans or Spanish were actually having worse outcomes from COVID. In fact, the total deaths of individuals in America was never the highest percentage of any race was never Blacks and Hispanics that were dying. The flat out numbers of people dying and hospitalized were white. That was the majority of all of them. So why does they never put in the media that white people needed to go get vaccinated? It was always ridiculous to me. In fact, I did several presentations calling and claiming that the CDC was racist for this exact thing. But when you got into each of the races represented in America by the CDC that they were tracking, there was actually one demographic that had the worst outcomes of hospitalizations and deaths per the percentage of their population than any other race. And they have never, ever once mentioned them in the media. The groups of individuals of a particular race that were dying at the highest percentages from COVID was Native Americans and Eskimos. And no one ever, ever mention that. And so I would constantly address it and constantly put it on the media. And about 2.5 years ago, I started looking at who was dying in the Native American and Eskimo populations and why would they have the worst outcomes? Because also what was being supported and being published in research studies was that diabetics were having the worst outcomes in hospitals. Now, the majority of all diabetics are type 2 diabetics. So this entire show today is going to be about what's the truth about diabetes and obesity, not as it relates to COVID. I'm going to actually give you what they publish and we know are ways to successfully reverse obesity and reverse diabetes and handle sugar cravings. Why is this important to me? Because 2 years ago, I started doing presentations warning the world that people who are going to have the worst outcomes from COVID or from the vaccines are diabetics. This weapon is perfectly created to destroy the lives of people that are diabetics who cannot manage blood sugar. So the reason why I'm going to discuss this today is because I was at Daystar TV's TV station doing another interview about 2 months ago. And at the studio, Daystar, which is a huge Christian TV network, they have some 200 million subscribers. They're on DirecTV. They're all over cable. They're worldwide. So I'm there for like my fifth or sixth interview. And while I'm there, the producers of the Daystar TV show, Joni's Roundtable, or Joni's Table with Friends, that show, the producers of that show pulled me aside and asked me if I knew about a drug called Ozempic. And I looked at them and said, actually, I've seen commercials for it, but I haven't really researched the drug. I know it's a pretty new drug on the market. But not only her, there were multiple people at Daystar who walked up to me separately around lunchtime or in between interviews and were asking me about this drug, Ozempic. And each of them said the same thing. We have a lot of people here who have lost a ton of weight just using Ozempic, this new diabetes drug and weight loss drug. And so as the third or fourth person asked me about this drug, I said, look, can I just quickly look up what kind of drug that is? And they usually have some kind of designated abbreviation or numbers that represent the drug that has been patented. And the moment I looked up what type of drug is Ozempic on Google, in front of all of them, I looked it up on my laptop and it reads, Ozempic is a GLP-1 drug. And I looked at all of them sitting there who were all drilling me about this drug, asking me if they should consider doing it to lose weight themselves. And I looked at all of them and I said, I know this is a new diabetes drug and I know it's helping people lose weight in here, but you need to tell all your friends to get off of this. And they said, why? And I said, I know you guys don't know this, but I just needed to look up what kind of drug it is. And because it's a GLP-1 drug, that means it's made from the venom of the Gila monster, which is a venomous, deadly lizard that lives in the deserts of Southwest America. And they all looked at me and I said, look, and I turned the screen to them and I said, watch, I'm going to type it in GLP-1 Gila monster venom. And sure enough, there it was. Now, the only reason why I knew this is because I'd been researching drugs for the last year and a half, what drugs and vaccines are being manufactured from venoms because of the discovery that they're using venoms in the COVID-19 vaccines to do their gene therapy bidding. They use venoms called snake venom phosphodiesterase and RNases that are all universally found in venoms of snakes. And the venom proteins called RNase and snake venom phosphodiesterase are in the COVID-19 shots to cut open your cells, get access to your nucleus, and then damage your RNA. RNases in venoms of snakes and all venomous creatures solely destroys or cuts RNA into pieces, into whatever mammal you inject it inside of. And for gene therapy, which they call the COVID-19 mRNA gene therapy shots, they have to use something in nature that actually damages the cell membrane wall that holds the cell together to expose inside the cell the nucleus where the RNA and DNA are going to be found. And that's where the venom destroys the RNA and the DNA. So I started doing research into, well, what other drugs are they making from venom? And sure enough, I had learned about GLP-1 drugs being used as diabetic drugs made from the venom of Gila monsters. Now, this is very, very important. The reason why I'm doing this show today is because I came across an article very recently, and it's titled, it's from July 15th of this year. It's titled, Most People Stop Using Ozempic and a Similar Drug Called Wegovy After a Year, and What Experts Think. Okay, so this was the title of the article. It just came out a week or two ago, and I wanted to know, what were they talking about? Because at Daystar, it sounded like what I was hearing was a whole bunch of reports of people that, even in that one organization, lots of people were benefiting from this drug. And then I looked this up. It's only been out like a couple of years. And now they're finding out that most people stop using the drug after a year and will not continue. And so I'm going to educate you guys a little bit about what they're publishing about this drug and why they say they believe people are stopping to use it. But this is their report. And then in the second and third segment, I'm going to give you real information about what you can do without venom to help control diabetes and weight loss. The principles I'm going to educate you on also piggyback on why they propose this venom protein from the Gila monster can help you lower blood sugar and help you lose weight. There are things in nature that are not deadly like venoms that do the exact same thing. And I'm going to teach you what those things are. And they're real basic, real simple. But in this, I need to educate y'all. I don't know if y'all know this. I did a show a couple weeks ago. They have actually stated, the World Health Organization, just a couple weeks ago, that they expect between now and the year 2050, there will be 1.31 billion diabetics on the earth. Right now, there's only 500 million worldwide. They expect that to grow 2.5 times. I said this in that show previously. I said, if this article should have been a slap in the face and an embarrassment to any organization on the planet, it should have been the American Diabetes Association. I mean, that company, that organization was established decades ago to combat and fight diabetes. And there is billions of dollars every year funded into the American Diabetes Association by pharmaceutical drug companies. Now, if their mission is to help educate, warn, and help reverse diabetes and prevent diabetes, they have completely failed and have sucked at reversing and curing and educating people on how to reverse diabetes. If, in fact, decades later, the World Health Organization is now actually publishing that there's going to be 2.5 times more diabetes in this world, being almost 20% of the whole world's population will be diabetic by the year 2050, 27 years from now. So I did a whole show on that. And I want you to know right now they're promoting massively, and it's very popular on social media. Everybody's talking about this new drug, Ozempic, and how many people are losing and shredding tons of pounds using it. But I want y'all to know this drug Ozempic is made, one, from venom of a deadly lizard in the desert. And why it is pharmaceutical giants decide to take toxins and convince you it's good for you, I have no idea. Could you imagine trying to convince a rat that eating rat poison was healthy for them because they had a lesion on their back leg? No, you eat the poison, you're going to die. All right, so here we go. In this report on healthline.com, the titled article, Most People Stop Using Ozempic and Wegovy After a Year, What Experts Think. Number one, a new report finds 2 out of 3 people on GLP-1 drugs like Ozempic stop within a year. They don't even make it a year. 2 out of 3. Experts point out that the cost of these drugs may mean people feel unable to stay on them for more than a year. Or, additionally, some people may feel the drugs are also no longer working if they plateau at a new body weight. So GLP-1 drugs include, they state, Ozempic and Wegovy. They have become incredibly popular in recent months as people realize these drugs originally designed to help treat people with diabetes can help with weight loss. All right, so what they published was in clinical trials, Wegovy was shown to reduce body weight in people with BMIs of 27 or more by 15% over 68 weeks, which is over a year. But a new pharmacy analysis found few people taking GLP-1 drugs stay on these medicines after a year. In a report from Reuters, an analysis by Prime Therapeutics, they found that only 32% of people taking GLP-1 drugs, of these two, were still taking the medication a year later. These drugs, GLP-1 stands for glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonist, is what it stands for. These drugs work in part, they describe, by decreasing appetite and slowing down stomach emptying so that people feel less hungry and eat less. Now, just so y'all know, the muscles of the stomach that squeeze out the food out of your stomach into your intestines, if they're able to slow down your stomach's emptying, that means the venom has a neurotoxic effect to paralyze muscle. Just so you know. All right, so GLP-1 drugs. I have about 2 minutes left in this actual segment before we come back on the second side. On the second side, I'm going to introduce you to foods everybody who is obese and diabetic should be eating in their diet every day. And then in the second and third segment, I'm going to be introducing you to minerals, vitamins, and supplements everybody should be taking to one, reduce hunger, two, reduce the cravings for sugar, and three, improve your cells of your pancreas to produce insulin. All right. So what's the problem with GLP-1 drugs made from venom like Ozempic and Wegovy? These two drugs are made from venom of the Gila monster. GLP-1 drugs made from venom are published to increase. In fact, it's on the black box warning for Ozempic. Go to Ozempic on drugs.com. Look it up. You'll see this big squared black box that says warning. It's actually not titled a black box warning, but it's in a black box and it says warning. Ozempic can cause thyroid cancer. All right, maybe that's why people aren't taking it after the first year, because the venom-based drug causes cancers. We'll talk about it on the other side of this commercial break coming up, why venom does that and how it does it. But I want you to know GLP-1 drugs and all venom drugs have two things. They have what's called nerve growth factor as a side effect and what's called epidermal growth factor. These two venom factors, any venom introduced into a mammal, cause cancer to every nerve tissue in the body, including the brain, spinal cord, and your nerves. They also create cancers in all epidermal tissue, which is called epidermal growth factor. So skin cancers and the skin around all of your organs, all of them are created by epidermal growth factor. You can have ovarian cancer, uterine cancer, cervical cancer, breast cancer. These are all caused by epidermal growth factor. All right, so we got about 40 seconds left here. Remember, you can listen and learn from Dr. Brian Artis, Nicola Burnett, Dr. Henry Ely, and Dr. Janice Schmidt every Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific. And go to our show page on AmericaOutloud.com to submit a health question we can all answer on Fridays on Looking for Healing Radio. We're always here for you. Stay tuned after the break. We have me coming back, which will be fun. We'll be right back with more Looking for Healing Radio just for you right after these messages.
For 25 years, Global Healing has proudly produced the highest quality supplements and cleansing programs that are rooted in nature and backed by science. Get 15% off all of our products using code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. Be a part of a revolutionary new healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interests of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
Well, the OUTLOUD truth was the rallying call that started it all. A wide spectrum of programming from world and political news to societal, your health, and cultural stories. 7 amazing years of news stories, informative podcasts, and great talk radio. America Out Loud Talk Radio, liberty and justice for all.
All right, healers, welcome back. Looking for Healing Radio is also sponsored by the Energetic Health Institute, an amazing school for amazing students just like you. The best way to be free is to be healthy. Learn how at www.energetichealthinstitute.org. Holistic nutrition, fasting, detoxification, art of cellular healing, and so much more. Join the EHI family and let's make tomorrow amazing. Go to www.energetichealthinstitute.org to learn more. Also, before we continue this conversation about diabetes, obesity, and the drug Ozempic that people stop taking within a year because it's made from the venom of Gila monsters, lizards in the desert. Also, I want to make sure the audience is aware of this. Please share far and wide. The three hosts of this Looking for Healing radio show, Monday through Friday, myself, Dr. Artis, Dr. Henry Ely, and Dr. Janice Schmidt, are all committed and are going to be appearing for a conference I am hosting and helping to organize here in Dallas, Texas, called Healing for the Ages. Please go to healingfortheages.com to learn more and to sign up and pre-register and get alerts, newsletters. We're going to be sending out information each week from now until September 8th and 9th of this year, 2023, when Healing for the Ages will be live. If you want VIP tickets to attend, there's going to be a lot of special guests that are going to be there. Silk from Diamond and Silk is going to be there attending in person. She's going to be one of our special guests. We've got Dr. Peter McCullough that's committed to come. Dr. Judy Mikovits is going to be there. There's going to be a lot of people there. The primary effort for the Healing for the Ages conference is to help get rid of all the massive confusion around natural health and healing. This entire conference is going to be about educating you on day one, how the human body was built by God. And Dr. Artis, Dr. Group, Dr. Ely, and Dr. Schmidt will be doing presentations on both days, September 8th and 9th. September 8th is all about building the foundations of confidence and knowledge about how God designed the human body and all of the systems in the body, how a cell works, how the detoxing pathways of the human body works, what happens when our body detoxes, what symptoms come about, how every symptom we've ever had ever, regardless if it was from an injury or an illness, was actually the body constructing the healing process. But all of us are just taught to turn off the symptoms with drugs and block them. So we're going to be educating you why it is you don't need to be afraid in the future for any reason, because they're going to continue to try to scare the crap out of the entire world's populace with all kinds of random lying propaganda about pandemics coming up again in the future, like Marburg, smallpox. They're going to be creating these. And these four individuals I'm bringing here, during the entire 4 years of COVID, none of us had to take a prescription drug. None of us had to ask for a prescription drug. None of us had to go to a medical doctor or an ER or a hospital for care. And we were never afraid, but we stood confidently and educated people the whole time how to stay safe and be at home and how to protect your family with food, diet, nutritional supplements. So I want everyone, as many as possible people around the world, to have the same confidence that we have. That we don't have to be fearful, don't have to be in panic, don't have to be anxious. We don't have to be paralyzed by fear. We are going to be giving you, anybody who signs up virtually or in attendance, there's going to be something unique about this conference. Everything we present, you're going to get the notes in a booklet if you're attending in person. And at home, all virtual attendees will have a PDF to download to their computers or to print out. And it will have all the information, all the graphics on day two of this conference is what we are most excited for. And this week starts the brainstorming session. These four researchers and clinicians, Dr. Artis, Dr. Group, Dr. Ely, and Dr. Schmidt, we have spent 4 years, multiple hours every day, sometimes for myself, 16 hours a day, studying nonstop how it is we can explain that this COVID-19 pandemic was created, not just with the fear-mongering in the media, but physically, how did they create the symptoms that they did? And so what we're going to do is be educating on day two. It's an entire days of presentation. The four of us are going to be educating you how scientists around the world have been creating what are called plasmids and putting in these things called plasmids, genetic instructions, and venom proteins of snakes and a whole bunch of creatures inside the plasmid, which binds to bacteria and inserts the DNA of venom inside of those bacteria and yeast cells, and then tells the bacteria and yeast now in their own DNA with their own gene therapy they just did. Those venom instructions from the plasmids get inserted into bacteria and yeast, and then the bacteria and yeast then replicate and manufacture the venom spike proteins and keep pumping them out inside your body and in the environment. This is how they did it. And then we're going to explain to you, I will be educating a ton on this, what it is we know are published natural antidotes to plasmids, bacteria like E. coli they're using to do this genetic engineering to create venom peptides called snake venom proteins, called spike proteins of COVID, how yeast can be handled and destroyed all naturally out of the body, including candida, which is a type of fungus. And then we're going to be educating you what we know and have used clinically to destroy venom, get it out of the body, stop it from binding to your cells to cause illness or death, and how best to get it out to detox it from your body. We're going to be laying that whole thing out with all the graphics, so you're now going to know that there's a group of people who have one united approach and a solution that's laid out perfectly. And all along the way, you're going to be learning about what the symptoms of having plasmids in the body and in your food are, what the symptoms of having bacteria and yeast in your symptoms are, how you test for it, what tests you're going to run, how you're going to know if you have it or not, and then what you're going to use to actually cure it. And then do your symptoms also include long hauler COVID symptoms, long-term illness or injuries from the COVID-19 vaccines? If they do, these are venom-based injuries. What approach are you going to be able to use that is you can take that is confidently going to be applied to your loved one or your life to prevent worsening symptoms or reverse the symptoms you have altogether? Once we lay this out for everybody, which is why we're inviting so many medical doctors to come and learn from us, is because it will help all of you and all the medical doctors in the future. It will help them know how they're going to orchestrate all future pandemics. They have been working out this strategy to create these biological weapons using plasmids, bacteria, yeast, and venoms for at least 70 years. So to do this, they are not going to reinvent the wheel now and start all over to try to figure out how they can create another pandemic and misery, illness, and death to sell a vaccine agenda in the future. They're not going to spend another 70 years figuring it out. They're going to be piggybacking on the same technology they have. So that's what Healing for the Ages is all about. Please go to healingfortheages.com and sign up. You can just register just to get notifications. You don't have to sign up for virtual or to buy the tickets now. But tickets are live as of last week, and this week we'll be pushing out starting today, which is Monday. We will have all of our affiliate partners start pumping out in the media to all their audiences that the virtual ticket sales are live, and we're hoping to have 10,000, 100,000, a million people sign up for this. And no, it's not going to be expensive. Virtual tickets are $99 so for a two-day event, and it's going to be very exciting. We're very thrilled. So HealingForTheAges.com is also a sponsor for this platform, and be ready. This has been heavy on my mind, spiritually moving to me, and I feel like it's something God wants his children to have. So I'm excited to have these individuals helping me articulate to the audiences around the world how to remove the fear that you might be carrying. All right, that's not the purpose of the show, but I had to get that out there. I will talk about it each week that I come on the show. We're all very thrilled and working behind the scenes every day, making sure this is going to be a conference like no other. And we are expecting that this conference could be a foundational structure for an annual event. So Healing for the Ages next year and the following year, we're very excited to see that happen. And we'd love to have other professionals, medical professionals, even join us as they're learning, applying in their own practices, natural remedies, and seeing those work for patients around the world. All right. So to continue, before I actually dive into how to reverse obesity and diabetes, I want to hammer on this Ozempic drug because millions of Americans are taking it right now and they're injecting themselves with it or taking an oral tablet form. It's actually an oral tablet. All right. So the warning, first off, if you go to Ozempic side effects on drugs.com, you'll see the first warning is warning risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. So we know it causes thyroid tumors. Well, that ain't bad enough for you. Now, the very first most common serious side effect of Ozempic listed in the first set of side effects is increased hunger. Now, this is supposed to be for weight loss, but there's a very common side effect to increase your hunger, so that wouldn't help you. And then I'm going to read a few of these. Anxiety, bloating, blurred vision, so it affects your vision. Darkened urine, meaning kidney damage. Nausea, nightmares, seizures are a side effect of this venom-based drug. Yes, all venoms damage neurological tissue. Slurred speech. Slurred speech is a very common side effect of Ozempic. Slurred speech is a stroke. Tightness in the chest. That's a heart attack. Trouble breathing, pneumonia-like symptoms, unusual tiredness or weakness, fatigue is a result of venom. Why? Venom depletes copper out of your cells. Copper is required in your cells to make energy, called ATP. Every venom depletes copper out of your cells. It puts it in your bloodstream. You're then going to pee it out and poop it out. Now you're copper deficient. You can't make ATP in the mitochondria of your cells. The batteries of your cells are called mitochondria. Now you can't make it. And then yellowing of your eyes or skin. Now, they say that's the symptom, but yellowing eyes or skin is only indicative of one thing. That means you're jaundiced. Jaundiced only happens when you're in liver failure or congestion. So the drug also causes liver failure. So those aren't very good. Now I'm going to run through what they actually have published are healthcare risks. So healthcare professionals need to know this. They actually published that it causes thyroid cancer, was the first one listed there, underneath oncology. Gastrointestinal, very common, 44% increase in nausea, increased lipase uptake, diarrhea, vomiting, constipation, 25% of all people got it. Abdominal pain was 20% of everybody on it. Not sure y'all want that. Appendicitis is another one. This one really bothers me. They're trying to use this drug to reverse diabetes. And they note here that acute pancreatitis and chronic pancreatitis are a major side effect of Ozempic, the venom-based drug from the Gila Monster Venom. I have seen my own grandfather live through pancreatitis 5 times from additives inside of vaccines for the flu shots every year. He was in the hospital 5 times with pancreatitis for multiple weeks at a time, 5 out of 7 years in a row when he turned 70 years old. His medical doctor told him to start taking flu shots and ended up with pancreatitis. It was horrible. Now, for your eyes, you guys should all know that diabetes has a published side effect to lead to blindness over time by causing what is called diabetic retinopathy. Are you shocked to find out that Ozempic, this venom-based drug for diabetes and weight loss, also in a 2-year trial had an increased incidence of diabetic retinopathy up to 18%, or sorry, 3% of everybody who got the drug, or 8.2% of those who got the drug, 2 different trials. So I'm not really sure that's worth it, the risk. Gallbladder inflammation is listed as another side effect. Headaches, a chronic renal failure or acute kidney failure are also risk factors. Hypotension, cardiovascular risk. There's just a lot of issues. I would not trust Ozempic whatsoever. I would let that go. All right. So also, I want to bring your attentions here. The American Diabetes Association. Underneath the tab, Diabetes Care, there is an actual published research paper on American Diabetes Association that is titled, it's in Diabetes Care, their medical journal, volume 46, issue number 2. The actual title of the article is GLP-1 receptor agonist, which is what this Ozempic drug is, and the risk factor of thyroid cancer. And they go through it and discuss that it increases. In the current study, we found an increased risk of all thyroid cancers and medullary thyroid cancers with the use of GLP-1 receptor agonist. In particular, increased risk of all thyroid cancers after 1 to 3 years of treatment. So for all of you that are jumping off the bandwagon with Ozempic within a year, thank God, because the majority of those using it for 1 to 3 years, you're developing thyroid cancer. Time to get away from that drug. It's horrible. All right. So now it's time to get into what are some foods you need to make sure you're eating every day? Now, just so y'all know, I just mentioned earlier in the show, 500 million people are diabetics. This drug Ozempic is being sold, marketed as a weight loss and diabetes reversing drug for type 2 diabetics. All right. So I'm going to actually introduce you to 12 foods all of you should be eating every day. All of you, especially if you have diabetes and especially if you're obese. All right. So here we go. We're going to start with number one. Number one is kale. Now, kale is a green leafy vegetable. You should try drinking it in green smoothies and add kale to it once a day. It absolutely helps to reduce insulin and increase insulin's ability to break down blood sugar. Kale doesn't provide a lot of blood sugar. So this is going to be very helpful. Add kale. Kale helps to reverse diabetes. And then also, when you're considering dressings, consider extra virgin olive oil. I don't really like all the virgin olive oil here in America. I would make sure you're getting an organic version of extra virgin olive oil. Researchers in Spain have concluded that olive oil can help prevent diabetes as well as limit the complications from it. So make the switch to that extra virgin olive oil. Make it organic. Every day, have some extra virgin olive oil, organic. Of course, I hope I don't have to say this, but all the things I'm about to read off, you should try to get them organic. Why? Non-organic foods have a substance in it called glyphosate. Glyphosate is published to have the exact same detrimental effects as venoms do by depleting copper out of your cells and zinc out of your cells. And we know what happens when you deplete zinc. All right, so here comes apples. Apples are the third food everybody should be eating every day. An apple a day still keeps diabetes away. All right, it helps to lower your blood sugar, makes it steady. And it provides some sweetness, obviously. So apples, you should have an apple every day or multiple. Organic almonds are the perfect snack. High in protein, low in sugar. Beans, please, any beans, add them to your diet. They fill you up, but they don't have a lot of calories and they don't have a lot of sugar. So, and they provide fiber and magnesium to reduce the risk of diabetes. Please eat your beans. Have a serving of beans every day. Dark chocolate is another food that you guys, if you're going to snack on something, please choose dark chocolate. I would recommend anything over 70% dark chocolate on the label. Make it organic also. And dark chocolate is published to reverse insulin sensitivity. Or improve it, sorry. Green tea is another thing that each of us could actually introduce into our diets and is absolutely, absolutely published to reverse and remove free radicals that are implicated in type 2 diabetes. And they help, and it helps to prevent cancer. If you're going to eat beef like I do, I only eat grass-fed beef, and you should too. There's GMOs and all kinds of crap and corn-fed beef, which is not what grass-fed beef is. You need to eat grass-fed beef from now on. Please do. All berries. Doesn't matter what berries. Berries are low on the glycemic index. We're talking raspberries, blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, blueberries. These are all superfoods and help lower blood sugar. Oranges. Why? Because vitamin C helps to promote and balance blood sugar. Eat an orange a day along with your apple and your berries. Salmon, fish, wild-caught salmon. You should get some of those. And I find it very incredible. Tomatoes actually help to reverse diabetes and balance blood sugar. Do you want to know why? Inside of every tomato, there is what is called nicotine. Green tomatoes have 10 times more nicotine than the red apples. Or sorry, red tomatoes. Tomatoes have nicotine. Nicotine turns on the beta cells in your pancreas to release insulin. They're doing it in research studies all over the world. So please, please, please concentrate on those foods. I won't do a review here. About to go to commercial break. But please remember, everybody, go to Looking for Healing Radio show page on AmericaOutloud.com to submit a health question for the hosts, and we will share our thoughts and answers on our on our Friday show at Looking for Healing Radio, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
Cofix RX Nasal Solution has completed the circle and is now offering throat spray with povidone iodine. That completes the protocol doctors like Peter McCullough recommend. If staying healthy is important, you'll want to make sure to add throat spray to your next order of Cofix RX. For a limited time and exclusive for America Out Loud listeners only, you can save 25% off your entire order. Let's double down against colds, flus, strep, RSV, HRV, COVID, and more. Click the banner or go to America Out Loud shop to get 25% off your entire order. Use coupon code OUTLOUD25. That's coupon code OUTLOUD25.
Maintaining a strong immune system has never been more critical. Nutrition company Healthy Cell created Immune Super Boost to help you strengthen your immunity, unlike other supplements that don't work. Immune Super Boost is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed nutrients proven to support immunity, like vitamin C, D3, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited-time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order, risk-free. Love it or your money back, guaranteed. HealthyCell.com, code out loud.
All right, welcome back, healers. I'm Dr. Brian Artis. This is Looking for Healing Radio, and this segment's going to be brought to you by what I talked about in the last segment, healingfortheages.com. Please go to healingfortheages.com and share the link to that far and wide. That is a conference we're holding September 8th and 9th in Dallas, Texas. Dr. Artis, Dr. Group, Dr. Ely, and Dr. Schmidt will be doing 2 days worth of powerful presentations with documents, with infographics, with our notes that will be provided to everybody virtual and in person. Go to healingfortheages.com and join us and a whole bunch of special celebrity guests, I'd call them, who are people in this movement helping us save lives around the world. We're very, very excited to have so many people involved. Go there to learn more at healingfortheages.com. All right, we're talking about diabetes. I just ran through what foods all people that want to lose weight and reverse their blood sugar issues for diabetes, what they should be consuming every day, at least at a minimum. I gave a list of 12 foods, and I will not go over those here again, because what I want to do now is get into what is published to reverse blood sugar in diabetes and to help reverse diabetes. Instead of trusting drugs made from venoms of Gila monsters in the desert that cause cancers and liver failure and kidney failure as published, I don't think we need that. Okay, I think we can do it better. I think God put stuff on the earth to do it better. So we're going to talk about certain first. I'm just going to run through. I think our audiences prefer learning about specific plants, supplements that they could use to help them. And as easy as it is to try to just recommend one singular supplement that might have everything to balance blood sugar, there's not one silver bullet for everybody. So at Looking for the Healing, Looking for Healing Radio, I'm going to give you today a list of supplements that are published and are documented to reverse type 1 diabetes and, or sorry, type 2 diabetes and improve blood sugar levels and your insulin's resistance to break down blood sugar. Okay. More to come with that too at thedrartistshow.com, because we're going to be doing a whole lot of presentation on that here coming up soon. I really don't think there's anything more powerful we can do than to educate people to lower their body fat content to improve and protect their health from anything in the future, including diseases and pathogens. Okay. Number one, we're going to talk about these herbs. I'm going to list herbs here now that we know improve blood sugar numbers, reverse A1C numbers, and improve insulin's ability to function to break down blood sugar. Number one is turmeric. So turmeric, if y'all have not tried it and you have loved ones who are struggling to get their blood sugar down, just know turmeric is a plant that actually reverses blood sugar. Turmeric increases blood flow. And as we know, fat cells have very poor blood flow. It takes nutrients to break down the fat cells, and turmeric helps the nutrients get to them through the increased blood flow. Now, these are going to be titled herbs that we know can help with losing weight and burning fat. Turmeric will have the added benefit reducing fat cells by getting nutrients into the cells that your body can then break them down and convert them into nutrients. Number two is rutin, R-U-T-I-N. This herb's an excellent form when it comes to helping to absorb nutrients. There are things in nature called bioflavonoids. For example, quercetin is a bioflavonoid that a lot of you probably heard about throughout COVID. Rutin. Rutin is a bioflavonoid like quercetin that is anti-inflammatory, and it reduces gastrointestinal inflammation so that people with food allergies or poor gut health can benefit. When it comes to weight loss, it's not what you eat, it's what your body absorbs, and rutin helps the body absorb micronutrients better than almost any herb in these opinions of medical experts. Now, the second bioflavonoid is quercetin. Quercetin is an herb. Actually, it's a component, a bioflavonoid actually extracted from the colorful fruit rinds of all kinds of fruits. And it is a natural appetite suppressant. I have my own quercetin at thedrartistshow.com, and we do use this for this, and it makes weight loss easier. And I'm going to quote here some references. It suppresses appetite, not because it tricks the brain, but because it flattens the fat cells. When fat cells are buoyant, they secrete a hormone that makes you crave sugar. When they're flat, they don't secrete that hormone. With weight loss specifically, the quicker you can shrink fat cells, the better. Now, I'm not sure if y'all are aware of this, but I learned this about 15 years ago. Did you know that fat cells never go away unless you suck them out of the body with some kind of surgery? Did you know that fat cells, all of them remain in your body? And when you're losing weight and your body shape is changing or you're becoming slimmer, did you know the fat cells are just getting flatter? Like they're just getting smaller. They're always there. This is why people gain their weight back so fast after doing dieting. They never really got rid of all their fat cells. So they have to work very hard once they get it down to keep the pounds off and the fat cells from coming back. Quercetin helps with that. And then there are inside of lemons. If you were to eat lemons or add lemon to your water, lemon by itself has flavonoids in it. And so these also help to shift the pH in your body and makes you more alkaline, and it makes it easier for you to lose weight. So lemon-based flavonoids. And then there is another herb that helps you with burning fat. It's called arugula. You find this in your salads. It helps the body produce a digestive enzyme that helps with carbohydrate metabolism. So don't forget arugula, and make sure you have arugula around if you're trying to put that in your salads every day or inside of a green smoothie. Truly, truly, what's put you in the position of obesity are your decisions for food you've eaten your whole life. So here at Looking for Healing Radio, we would love to just give you a supplement that's going to fix it all. I'm giving you the recommendations that are published, the foods and herbs that are published to create weight loss and make your insulin work better to break down blood sugar to reverse diabetes. There is no greater impact to reverse diabetes than you losing weight. One really phenomenal way to do that is through intermittent fasting, which is typically there's a 12-hour window of time that even includes your sleeping periods where you don't eat anything. You do drink water, but you don't eat anything. And we see great results with that. All right. The sixth herb plant that helps you lose weight is ginger. And ginger is known for alleviating inflammation and pain, but also plays a role in weight loss for sure and boosts the metabolism. The seventh herb I want to mention is called cinnamon. Now, cinnamon has a substance inside of it that's called coumarin. Now, most of you guys don't know what that is, but that's okay. There's actually in South America and in other parts of the world, like in South Africa, they're mostly in South America, though. There's the cinnamon plant and then another plant called tonka beans. Inside of tonka beans and inside of cinnamon is the same chemical. It's called coumarin. And coumarin is the actual component inside of cinnamon and inside these tonka beans that was found by scientists that medicine men and women were using to actually treat snake bites. Snake bites often cause blood clotting. They found that coumarin inside of cinnamon and inside of tonka beans that medicine men and women were using to prevent deaths from snake bites and all their village people for millennia. When they took those plants from South America and took them to Switzerland and Europe, scientists there tried to figure out and isolate what were the components in these plants that did that, that actually prevented blood clots from forming from snake bites. And they figured out that the substance was called coumarin. And then they decided to mess with the name of the chemical found in the food and give it a different name. And they decided to change the R in coumarin to a D that is now coumadin. The drug coumadin is what is made from the components found in cinnamon and in tonka beans. I bring it to your attention because cinnamon I'm excited about because I always have known it helps to balance blood sugar with other components inside of it. But inside of cinnamon, there's a substance called coumarin. Now, Dr. Ed Group and I are actually creating a formula to actually rid the body of all snake venom spike proteins that they call them for long hauler COVID patients and vaccines. And inside of that formula, it's all plant extracts. I told them to make sure we included coumarin from the cinnamon plant. And I found out I actually wanted to get tonka beans into America to isolate coumarin because its higher content is in tonka beans. Imagine my shock to share with Dr. Ed Group and their research and development team at globalhealing.com that tonka beans being used in America was banned as a food substance or a supplement in this country in the 1940s. Do you want to know why? Because they knew if people found out tonka beans had coumadin, known as coumarin, in it, people could just take tonka beans and they would never need coumadin. And coumadin has horrific side effects that leads to strokes and aneurysms and death. All right, so cinnamon, I diverted. Cinnamon also is massively powerful at increasing insulin's ability to bind to sugar and break it down. So it has many, many benefits. So cinnamon should be a part of your everyday. Capsaicin, inside of hot peppers like cayenne peppers, other peppers, capsaicin is an actual component inside of there that we know speeds up metabolism and increases metabolism, the burning of fats, by what's called thermogenesis. It heats up the body. And I don't know if y'all know this. You've probably heard the terms trans fats and cis fats. Trans fats would be like potato chips and French fries. I don't know if you've ever met somebody who was obese or overweight, and when you touch their stomach, it's hard as a rock. And then there's other people that are fluffy. It's soft. Some people are fluffy. Some people are hard as a rock, even with a big old beer belly. The hard fat is called trans fats. Trans fats can only be broken down effectively when you heat them up to melt them, which is why saunas are beneficial, and then exercises that heat up the body's core. You cannot break it down without it. In the cases of trans fat patients, you'll know if your belly's hard, body's hard, you have lots of trans fats, and trans fats are broken down by thermogenesis, increasing heat. And that is exactly what capsaicin, spelled C-A-P-S-A-I-C-I-N, which is a supplement also, found and isolated out of peppers, has been shown to boost metabolism through thermogenesis, which then heats up your metabolism and helps you burn more calories. And then there is a substance called Camellia sinensis. Camellia, C-A-M-E-L-L-I-A-S-I-N-E-N-S-I-S, otherwise known as green tea, which I talked about with diabetes a little bit earlier. It's been shown to reverse inflammation and boost your metabolism, as we talked about.
Now, there's also something that a lot of people like to use when they're working out and trying to lose weight, try to thin or try to shred, lose as much fat under the skin as they can possible to show the muscles. And that herb is called Panax ginseng. You've heard of ginseng, but this is Panax ginseng, P-A-N-A-X. And there was a study that they found Panax ginseng provided anti-obesity properties due to its ability to change the composition of the gut microbiome. Panax ginseng is a great source of a product to boost metabolism and burn fat and lower blood sugar and improve insulin production. And then mint. Mint's a natural energy booster and helps to actually mitigate type 2 diabetes. It's an effective natural painkiller, muscle relaxant, and is an anti-spasmodic herb. Did you know that? But is a wonderful appetite suppressant. Mint. And then ashwagandha. This isn't the last one, but ashwagandha I want to mention also. And I'm giving you this list because, remember, not everybody is the same. Everybody is different. Everybody's diets are different. Your genetics are different. Yeah. So what I want to do is give you and offer you things that you should try. How would I try these? If you have high blood sugar and diabetes and you're obese, I would try supplementing any of these and do it for 1 month. Do it for 30 days. And chart as you're making improvements to your diet with the foods I mentioned in the previous segment. As you've increased the use of ashwagandha or mint or Panax ginseng or any any of these substances I'm relating right now, as you're using these, use it for a month and see if you see improvements while you're making changes to your diet. If you see your weight's coming off, great. If you see your blood sugar's coming down, it's wonderful. If you see you're not as hungry, you know it's working. And if you do that for 30 days just using ashwagandha and it works, great. Keep doing it. If you want to see if you can speed it up, then add to the ashwagandha supplement something else that I'm listing here. All right, so ashwagandha is an herb that is known to actually balance. Okay, so inside your body, your pancreas produces insulin. Insulin breaks down blood sugar from the food you eat. So insulin breaks down blood sugar. Ashwagandha breaks down cortisol, which is the stress hormone that keeps all of us not sleeping through the night, makes us gain weight around our belly. If you have lower belly fat in the mid-range of your belly, around your belly button, if you're putting on pudge there, there's only one hormone that does that. That's where cortisol deposits fat. Ashwagandha totally breaks down cortisol. And ashwagandha breaks down cortisol. Also, it lowers your appetite. It's also called an adaptogen. So it helps to manage all of your other hormones and maintain a healthy balance. Ashwagandha, if you're going to use ashwagandha, it should be used between dinner and bedtime every day. Most Americans and those around the world have elevated cortisol hormones because you're stressed all day, trying to manage life all day and then be scared to death by the mainstream media. And then you're watching Netflix and horror films or whatever. Cortisol is up out of the roof all day long and far into the evenings. If you or a loved one are laying down at night trying to go to bed and your mind's racing 24 like for hours, that is cortisol keeping you awake. Ashwagandha should be taking at dinner and bedtime. I would recommend 500 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams or split it 500 milligrams at dinner, 500 milligrams at bedtime, and you will start to see you'll sleep better. If you increase your sleep patterns and time of sleep, you will lose weight. If you take ashwagandha also binds and blocks for all of you on Ozempic. Ozempic has venom peptides. Venom peptides target nicotine receptors. Ashwagandha blocks and binds to venom proteins, such as all those that were called spike proteins of COVID. Ashwagandha is published to be one of the top 10 plants that bind to those venoms to keep them from actually leading to worse outcomes of your cells. And this is important. Ashwagandha will bind to all venoms that bind to beta cells in your pancreas to cause diabetes. Ashwagandha will block its binding potential. Glyphosate in all of our non-organic processed foods, glyphosate behaves the same way as venoms. We all have this stuff in our body. It's in our water supply. It's in our food. If we go out to restaurants or travel, ashwagandha should be a part of your diet and lifestyle if you're obese for sure and if you're a diabetic. Ashwagandha every day. And then valerian root. Valerian root is a very, very common herb to suppress appetite. I'm just telling you, it helps to also relax cortisol levels, which will improve for your mood. It's phenomenal. Then black seed oil. What I find very interesting is black seed oil and ashwagandha and a couple others I've mentioned here already. But black seed oil was also a published cure and antidote for COVID. And black seed oil is that way. Also mimics the same actions. Many components of black seed oil have been identified and isolated but they also improve liver health. They treat infections, like I mentioned with COVID, digestion, and provide other important health benefits. And then hemp. Hemp oil, CBD oil, activates the human endocannabinoid system, and it has been studied for its ability to relieve pain, nausea, inflammation of all kinds. Current studies also suggest that CBD has many other benefits, including anxiety and depression, sleep disorders, migraines, cluster and other headaches, post-traumatic stress disorder, cancer, allergies, asthma, epilepsy, and other seizure disorders, and more. If you can sleep better using CBD to reduce anxiety and stress, you will lose weight. Now, in the last 50 seconds here, I need to tell you about one herb that will change all of your lives if you are a diabetic or if you are obese. And that one supplement is called Gymnema. G-Y-M-N-E-M. Gymnema. Got to make sure I can spell that right. Gymnema. G-Y-M-N-E-M-A. All right. Gymnema is an herb well known by diabetics. The brain, when you eat sugar, secretes opioids and dopamine. So when that happens, your brain gets altered and Gymnema blocks it. And if you chew or suck on a Gymnema supplement or take Gymnema, it also reduces cravings and taste for sugar. In fact, for years, I used to use this in practice when people would tell me that they're always craving sweets and they're addicted to sweets. If you take Gymnema, Standard Process and MediHerb has a great Gymnema product, and it's a tablet. If you suck on it for 10 to 15 minutes, as proven in research studies, if you chew or suck on it, you should suck on it. It doesn't taste good, but if you suck on it and then eat anything you're used to eating that is sweet, it totally makes the sweet things you're eating, ice cream, cookies, whatever, it makes it taste disgusting. If you can supplement with Gymnema every day for 21 days, it is proven that if you take Gymnema before your meals, it is proven that within 21 days, you can reverse anybody's sugar addiction. All right. Remember, everybody, the only medicine is natural medicine, because natural medicine first does no harm. There's so much we have to unlearn, and I'm grateful to be able to unlearn it with you so we can learn something much better, something filled with love, logic, and light. You, everybody listening, are beings of light. So remember that when you're looking for healing, to always look within your body first and within yourself. May God the Almighty and the author of all things shine his divine light down upon us, everyone we love, and surround us in the protection of his arm and warm embrace. I'm Dr. Brian Artis. I'm the host of the DrArtisShow.com. I am the CEO of ArtistLabs.com. I'm a host for the Looking for Healing radio show on Mondays and Fridays. And I'm also the co-founder and organizer of the Healing for the Ages Conference. Go to healingfortheages.com to learn more. God bless you all, and we'll see you tomorrow on Looking for Healing Radio.